Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
How to set yourself up to get the most from life. Life doesn't always go to plan. Things change and we have to adapt to those changes. Sometimes more often than we'd like. But instead of freaking out about the changes or wallowing in not knowing what to do next, follow these steps to set yourself up to get the most out of your life. Firstly, know what you want. Getting the most out of life, even when challenges present, is about knowing what you want. Unfortunately, many people, when they think about what they want from life, they feel overwhelmed and confused. They don't know where to start. If you're not sure what you want from life, start by asking yourself a few questions. You can journal about it, you can meditate on it, or hold these questions in your mind while walking the dog, which is my preferred method. So the questions I want you to think about are, what makes me happy? What are my needs? What are my values? How do I want to serve others? Now I get it, if that feels too hard, and I know it can, then start by writing down what you don't want from your life and then see what you're left with. Sometimes the process of elimination is much easier. The next step is to make you a priority. Once you know what you want, you need to make it a priority. That means putting yourself first, making you your number one project. I know that's not easy. There is so much that's expected of us. We're always juggling. But let's face it, if you don't prioritize yourself and what you want, no one will and nothing will change. Write down a commitment to yourself now. I want to have, fill in the blank, in my life, and to have this, I will, fill in the blank. Okay, so I want to have, in my life, and to have this, I will, Make that commitment to yourself. The next step is planning, and I know planning is really a part of making you a priority, but I also know so many people fail to plan, even though they think they're prioritizing themselves. If you don't write in your diary or on your calendar, it won't happen. There will always be something else. Nothing in life is static. So unless you make the time for you and what you want, your time and energy will get swallowed up by everything else that's around you. So do it now. Get out your diary and allocate time. Put aside an hour to meditate on those questions. What do you want? Put aside 2 hours to focus on what that means for you. You get my drift. Put it in your diary. Put it on your calendar. The next step is to set boundaries. If you don't make yourself a priority, no one will. I know I've already said this, but it does warrant repeating. If you're going to set yourself up to have what you want from your life, then you need to be really clear about your boundaries. For me, I have 2 simple questions that I ask myself. Is it good for me or is it good for my family? If it's no to both, then it's a very simple outright no. If it's a no to me but a yes to the family, then I ask, does it have to be done now? Could I consider doing this later? Could someone else in the family do this? This is a really simple way of setting boundaries. I recognize that, but it actually does work for me. So try it. And the final step is to keep moving forward, even on the tough days. No one said life is going to be easy, and frankly, it's not easy for anyone. So roll up your sleeves and just get on with it. Don't let tough days stop you. Don't let other people's priorities put you off. Don't let life's challenges prevent you from getting the most out of your life. Focus on the next right thing. What can you do in this situation to keep moving forward? You've got this. Are you feeling frustrated with getting to the end of the day, feeling exhausted and fed up? Have you been snapping at your kids and partner? Do you feel like you should be making better choices and decisions? If it's a hell yeah to any of these, then I am super excited to share the Ultimate You Audio Summit is live from the 13th to the 24th of February, and it's completely free. I'll put the link in the show notes, but it's theleaptolead.com/summit. If you feel overwhelmed, more tired than usual, and you need a reset, but there aren't enough hours in the day, then this summit has the practical tips and tricks that will help you to get the most from your life. The topics we're covering are me and my menopause with Jane Ordaz Stubbs, enjoying mindfulness with Jodie Harris, sexting and your teen with Andrea Schmidt, finding a tribe with Whit Nixon, stop comparing yourself to men, it's with me, and hybrid work, the pitfalls and opportunities, and that's with Tricia Alec. Join me inside this summit. Get the most from your life. There are fantastic tips shared. The link is in the show notes. It's theleaptolead.com/summit.